Everybody's here,
Vila declared.
Say what you have to say.
Revan's head was still pounding from the Kriegi, and in the close quarters of the supply shed, her voice was loud enough to make him wince. Including Candorous and Revan, a total of 8 had gathered for the impromptu council. Vila had called them together at Candorous's insistence. 3 men and 2 women. Edric was there, and Revan recognized most of the others from the night before, though he couldn't recall their names.
We have to move the camp,
Candorous told them. As when they first arrived, Revan and Candorous had decided to let Candorous do most of the talking. It would be easier to convince the Mandalorians if they heard the idea from one of their own, provided Vila was willing to listen to anything her husband had to say.
Move the camp?
She asked incredulously.
You think it's so easy to just pick up and go? It took our scouts weeks to find this location,
one of the other women chimed in.
This is a good spot,
Edric agreed.
We're sheltered from the worst of the wind and snow. The mountain protects us from getting flanked, and the only way in is right past our sentries.
Give me one good reason we should move,
Vila demanded.
Because we'll never find Mandalore's mask if we stay here,
Candorous answered. There was a long moment of silence, his words hanging in the air.
Nobody knows where Revan hid the mask,
Vila said quietly.
The clans have each staked out their territory, hoping it's in their destiny to find that which we all seek.
Seems like a poor way to choose a leader,
Revan offered. Vila glared at him, but it was one of the other women who replied.
Fate will make the choice for us. Whichever clan is destined to find the mask will.
Is that how all the clans ended up here on Rekiad?
Revan countered.
Fate? Chance? Blind luck?
You show your ignorance when you speak of things you don't understand,
Vila said.
Fate and destiny are not the same as luck. It was not chance that brought us here. It was persistence, perseverance. We are here because we are strong.
She paused a moment, then continued a little more calmly.
When Revan hid Mandalore's mask, most of our people scattered in disgrace. But some of us refused to give up. We stayed behind to look for what was lost instead of running off to become mercenaries and hired thugs.
As she spoke, her eyes flicked toward Candorous. Revan followed her gaze to see his friend staring at the floor in shame.
For years we have kept up our search,
she continued.
We know Revan disappeared for 3 days after the massacre at Malachor 5. There are only a handful of stable hyperspace lanes in that sector. Only a few dozen habitable planets he would have been able to journey to in that time. So we've been searching each world in turn, scouring the surface meter by meter. On the first world there were less than 50 of us. It took us 2 years to explore the entire planet. But with each world our numbers grew. More clans joined in the search, and each clan's numbers increased. Our quest gave us purpose. It united us as a people once more.